you see that?
Oh, uh-huh.
That's one of the things. In fact, they catched him right on this open marsh over here.
Okay,
Any open marsh area, like in front of my house here?
Uh-huh.
But it's an open marsh there. And they come up and, oh shoot, it's Saturday morning. It's nothing to open your den curtain and 10 or 12 people out there catching fiddlers.
Oh, fishing. Okay, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They come all over. I've seen people walk always almost in my yard looking for fiddlers.
And, chase them.
Yeah. They don't run that fast, but they go in them holes. They got holes out there that they go into.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nothing to go out there on Saturday morning. I look out the door on Saturday morning, 4 or 5 women, men, children all trying to find nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't have fiddlers, they have crickets. They use crickets. They use live bait, live shrimp when they can get them. Minnows, basically, my father, he usually used minnows when he go. But I don't ever. That's one thing I didn't. My wife like loves going crabbing occasionally. She would. I'll take her down to the dock on in the evenings and we go crabbing. But I don't like shrimp fishing it. Hook and line. I don't like. I'll tell you the only place I love the hook and line fish that I learned to like. Not the only that I love it, but I mean I learned. Had to learn it. But then again, we was in Key West, Florida.
Uh huh.
And there is a place that we would go and anchor at in the daytime when we calm. And it's a Pulaski light. It's a light out there on a reef, what it is, to keep the ships off the reef. And it's shallow there, and you can see the fish. Now, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But to sit out here and wait on a fish and don't know whether there's a fish within 100 miles of where I am, I can't stand it. I just don't have the patience to fish. And my uncle have gone out there day after day after day and come back with no fish.
Uh-huh.
And then next day he come and fish. But then I could see, I know it's fish there. And I can fish. I love that. I learned to love. I mean, I really learned to fish there. Learned to love hook and line fishing, rather. Because I knew it was some fish there, and I could see them, and if I don't, it was so many there that you could take your hook from the line, fish you don't want, and give it to the one you want. Now, I tell you the truth, that's fishing for me. I know it's fish there, you see. But other than that, I don't do it.
Yeah. What about worms?
I think I've dug some worms for some people to fish with, but I just can't stand. I don't want him if he swallow a worm, and I know it. You know, not right, and I know that joke. I caught him with a worm. I just can't stand it. I don't have nothing against worms. Don't misunderstand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if it's a worm on my back, knock it off and then tell me. Don't tell me before you do it. That's the way I am with a worm, caterpillars and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I can't stand
it. Yeah.
I can dig an earthworm up and put it in my hand and carry him around all day. But if you put him on my back, then you got trouble. I put him on me. But I've dug worms for people to fish with.
Yeah, just earthworms, they call them.
Earthworms, yeah. And there's abundance of them around here.
Yeah.
But I can't stand it. I don't think I want to fish if I know that joke would swallow a worm.
What about frogs, different kinds of frogs?
We had the toad, we call them toad frogs, we even call them bullfrogs, but they're not, you know, large bullfrogs, they're little small ones.
The one you call bullfrog, do they live in the water?
Yeah, around little flat